Ben, good morning to you.
Good morning, Dave.
Make a seat.
Morning, Your Honors. My name is George Benton. I'm the counsel for the appellant here at St. Daniel. And my co-counsel, Mr. Spear, here's now, but in any event, he needs to vote with his co-counsel. I guess I want to start with the issue here about whether or not NCOR, which is the Interlocal Cooperation Act agency that was created by four NRDs, has any power. Our position is that it doesn't have any power because the legislature did not delegate any power to them. This NCOR organization was created as by agreement as an independent organization. It's a separate body, corporate and politics. And it's not an agent of the creating NRDs. It's not an employee. They have separate obligations, separate liabilities. And it's completely separate. And probably one of the reasons they did that is that a bond issued by him for the funding project, for the augmentation. In any event, the Nebraska Supreme Court has been very clear that the eminent domain power can only be delegated by the legislature. The Interlocal Cooperation Act really has two different ways that critical subdivisions can work together to do them. One is by joint act, and that works better in this case. The other is by an agreement to create a separate entity. That's what was done in this case.
If they had acted jointly rather than creating this separate entity, they wouldn't have had the power of eminent domain who would concede.
I don't know if I would concede that because the Ronald B. West case out of Oklahoma says even then we can't have any power because it's not delegated by the legislature and the ICA.
What do you mean by delegated and how it's delegation be? Because I think in the Oklahoma case, rather brief, you look at the Interlocal Act, in a literal sense, and the domain has been delegated to be created in the store. Are there magic words?
Well, the Nebraska this court has always said that it's always used these three words, the occasions, the manner, and the mode of the eminent domain must be prescribed by the legislature. And that's exactly what the Oklahoma court said. Their eminent domain act is the same as ours, really. Or excuse me, their ICA act is the same as ours. And there's just nothing in there that prescribes manner, mode, and occasions. Eminent domain can be exercised by an agency created under that act.
But it's not an even.
What is it?
In court, it's not a government.
Not a buddy. Well, it's an agency under the ICA. So, I guess if, I don't know if that play on words is very important to this case or not. But in any event, when you dig a little deeper about this NCOR organization, they have a separate board that governs it. That board is not an elected board. They're appointed by creating NRD members. However, the members they appoint don't have to be elected officials. And so then you've got this board making decisions about eminent domain. That certainly can't be the manner, mode, and occasions that the legislature has prescribed for using eminent domain power.
I mean, the Interlocal Cooperation Act says something to the effect that you can create a body and give it all the powers he's creating these people.
Well, it, you know, when you read it closely, it says that when political subdivisions act jointly, then they can utilize all powers that have been given to them. It really doesn't say that in the three or separate organizations. Well, it says that they have to, in the agreement, they have to show what powers have been delegated to them. And it's not real clear what powers can be delegated to it in the ICA, the way I read it.
Is that the structure that the NRDs have in the domain, but they can't confer it on an inquiry?
Well, I think the operating board is they can't tell them. You know, the lower court, they use the word transfer. ICA talks about that agreement has to state what powers have been delegated. I mean, it falls right into Supreme Court language that only the legislature can delegate them the main powers. Nobody else can. Thompson v. Heineman, the regional side, says that very same thing. Where that law allowed the governor to delegate the main power pipeline company. There was no controversy, no question that that was an improper delegation of power by the legislature to the governor. That's the same thing that's happening here. These NRDs have delegated power to another agency that doesn't even have like the board. Use them as main power. So I'm not saying just because they're not elected officials, they can't have eminent domain power. All I'm saying is if the legislature decides to give some organization eminent domain power, and we don't have an elected board, the legislature will have to be the ones there, not the NRD. So for that reason, that's a matter of law, so some of the judgments improperly grant on that matter. Now, I'd like to get into the common law rule about removing groundwater from the overlying land. That's been a long, the common law for a long time in Nebraska. The South Platte case, you know, makes it very clear that the only way that common law prohibition can be changed is through legislative action. And we've got this statute that leaves out a lot of the exceptions, 46691, and none of those exceptions apply in this case. There's exceptions for domestic water, there's industrial, municipal water, there's water for recreation, but nothing for you know, complying with the compact, as in this, that's what they're doing in this case, trying to augment the water to comply with what Kansas and Nebraska call it a compact. I wanted to mention too that permit that's required for interstate transport of water, that's under 46613. But that says if somebody wants to transport water across state lines, they have to get a permit from the DNR. And however, it says that well, I think there can be an argument there. It's being done for private farmers so that they don't get their allocation of irrigation water to use. And so, you know, I don't know where you draw the line there, but it is for private people being done for private farmers. I think the impact on how much water they can use, crops they can grow.
Do you think a permit is required under 4613?
Well, yes, they're
transferred. Is that
how you read it? But I don't think it really is an exception. There's testimony from Dr. Schneider and Dr. Fannin in this case that this water really is designed to get to Kansas. So it does cross the
state line. Restrictions for the water, restrictions for the water getting to Kansas. Can anybody take water from the river that's going to Kansas, Wawa, Nebraska?
as a water deposit, once he...
No, I... You mean that water that they dumped in the Madison Creek and somebody draw it out within Nebraska? I don't think so.
Is there a restriction, though, that people can't take water out of the Madison Creek?
Well, I suppose there are water rights to Madison Creek, to the natural flow of Madison Creek. There aren't any permits granted to anybody to take this water that's being dumped in there, the augmented water.
What's being co-mingled with Madison Creek.
Yeah, that's correct.
And there's no restriction on the water being taken out of Madison Creek before it reaches Kansas, right?
Well, I don't think you can take that water out of there. There's nothing that allows anybody to take that water out of Madison Creek. It's the augmented water. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Mike and Al, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mr. Chief Justice. My name is Don White. I'm appearing on behalf of the Appalachians this morning. May it please the board. Appalachians are aggrieved to its charge that the legislature has the authority to grant the power and the domain to its local subsidiaries. But we believe that's precisely what occurred in this instance. In Corp, I think, is an already inserted, comprised entirely of natural resources. There are no other parties to it. The legislature in Nebraska Stat Section 3234 expressly conveyed the power of eminent domain authority to NRDs, both within their jurisdictional borders and beyond. Among the projects that the legislature authorized NRDs to engage in, and therefore exercise their powers of eminent domain, projects just like this, just like the NCORP like project, and that's found at Section 2-3238.
There's some difference between exercising the power jointly or delegating entirely to an organization.
I don't believe so. I think that's found in the Interlocal Cooperation Act itself, Section 13-804, subparagraph 1. Expressly preserves all the powers of the individual members created under that act. And that point is amplified in Section 13H25 when the legislature stated that the act is to be construed to be supplemental and additional to and not in derogation of the powers held by the local subdivision.
So how this works in real life, administering the rights of
the members? No, but each of the members are represented by appointed members from each NRB, and they just like any other public body, publish notice of their minutes, of their meetings, and then they take official action at public court.
So what is the mission of NRB?
The purpose that it serves is to construct two pipelines, one to the public river basin, one to the private.
I'm in it. It's going to be a spokes entity for its members.
They do speak with one voice, and the purpose of the ICA, as charged by the legislature, is to allow parties to pool their collective resources. And that's, I think, exactly what they've done here. They've pooled their collective financial resources in order to be as efficient as possible as a political subdivision of the state.
So how do you reconcile 8041 conserving power of the NRD and powers nevertheless can be functionally implemented?
Well, I don't think NCORP requires any additional authorities that the members didn't have, but it certainly doesn't have fewer powers or lesser powers than its members. I think so.
Based on the language.
Correct. And if you go to the agreement itself, which is in the record, Exhibit 1, Exhibit C, paragraph 7 of that agreement expressly reserves all the powers of individual members.
Can an NRD delegate its eminent domain authority to an agent?
I don't believe so. I think as a member of an interlocal body, it's not a true delegation. It's simply that a member of that, that organization have the same powers as they have.
How does it make a difference if it all, as I understand it, that the individuals who exercise this power that you tell me are not, directors, directors, employees of respective companies?
I'm not sure it matters, but in this instance, all of the board members of LendCorp are elected officials from their districts. So they are ultimately responsible for the responses of their respective districts.
Okay. Is that in common sense?
I don't know the answer to that.
All four?
I don't believe in expressing it.
What motion would you want to be
exercising that power down between the RT and the RT?
Well, they've already exercised the power. This project has been operational since 2014, and it involves the condemnation of an easement of approximately 26.63 acres, I believe.
Council, did Chapel rule that this easement didn't have standing?
The court didn't note that Mr. Heston did not have standing with respect to the challenge of whether permits were required to the Department of Natural Resources. And I believe you may have also, this court may have also found a want of standing with respect to the allegations that the state of Kansas City has. With respect to the Kansas approval, well, simply note that it knew these points wrong for multiple reasons, but first and foremost, that issue was made so that even if the state of Kansas approval were required, it has been received. When Nebraska initially proposed the NCORP plan, Kansas objected to that plan as an accounting matter, that is, how do you account for the water produced under this system. Nebraska brought that under the final settlement stipulation to arbitration. The arbitrator ruled in favor of Nebraska. And since Kansas has been fully in support of this project, and that's found in the testimony of Dr. James Schneider, Exhibit 25, and Exhibit 31, which is a resolution to the county itself. Lastly, as a factual matter, and I think this is important, the purpose of the NCORP project is fully achieved as soon as those molecules of water exit the end of their pipeline into the stream bed. Because once those molecules of water hit Medicine Creek, they become natural flow and directly offset, under the accounting of the compact, any calculated consumptive use that occurred within the Republican River Basin anywhere in Nebraska. What that allows Nebraska to do is to target the amount of augmentation flow each year relative to the hydrologic needs of that region. And in doing so, that avoids the shutdown of hundreds of thousands of irrigated acres of land and of equal importance keeps the state of Nebraska in compliance with the compact, which avoids potential liability, which is what we saw in the last round of litigation before the U.S. Supreme Court. That water, once it enters Medicine Creek, is treated just like natural flow by DNR. It's not protected. It is not designed to get up to 0.8.
In case other cases involving interlocal acts, I believe you've sometimes described an entity that's created as an administrative. Is that an appropriate description of the NCORP?
I don't know if I would describe it that way, Your Honor. I think in other cases you have described it as a body politic and body corporate, which I think implies that to the extent their administrative powers are exercised, they are limited to powers of those underlying entities. So again, it's not
strictly. I guess that's a way of softening the edges and saying NCORP has
anyone can make the policy. I think it does.
But your position is straight away. It has any of the powers.
Absolutely.
Delegated to it by the legislature.
Correct.
And the statutes and terms that include that?
Certainly. Section 2-3234 conveys that eminent domain authority to the MRB. Section 2-3238 expressly addresses pipeline projects for any beneficial purpose. Section 13804, subparagraph 1, which is the ICA itself, specifies that members, individual members created under that act, retain all of their existing powers.
So, they're giving them, but they're paying them at the same time, or not?
Well, I think they exist in both places. I don't think energy is give up. There any of their authorities by entities, it's simply another body politic, sort of an extension of the existing underlying bodies. And I think that makes some sense because there would be no reason.
I'm sorry, I'm misunderstanding because I'm not getting the
I don't believe that's the case. I don't think they're conveying anything. I think NCORP as a creative body has the powers of its individual members. And I think that's evidenced by Section 13825, which states the act is being construed to be supplemental and additional to, not in derogation, but powers of those individual underlying entities. And that makes intuitive sense because why would any party enter into such an agreement and lessen the kind of lesson?
So you're to the extent the legislature must delegate power in the domain to Friday, it's not Friday, it's 8:25.
I think that's correct. Well, it's a preservation. I would say it's 804.
804.1 is the script of the statute.
Correct. And again, delegation is not like handing a baton off. It's simply a recognition that a created entity has all of the powers held by its individual entities.
Thank you. Do we have time for about?
He is over.
The next case of the day is Frederick versus City of Fall City.